You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 85, Black Lives Matter. This episode originally intended to be recorded during the week of Sunday, July 10th. This episode is all about the Black Lives Matter movement and my position and thoughts on it. So it's the only subject I'm going to do on this episode here. So stick with me. And with that, let's start the news. So my thoughts on why the Black Lives Matter movement is a step forward towards eradicating racism in our society. So I've got a lot of thoughts on this, but there's an article that I've linked to in the show notes for this episode, and I'm going to pretty much just read the article verbatim. It's on a site called Fusion.net, and it got shared a lot. The article's from July of 2015, so a year ago. And I really, you know, it covers the details and really does a great job. It gives a good example of explaining why Black Lives Matter, you know, as compared to, say, the All Lives Matter, which in this week's rant, my All Lives Matter is the subject of my rant this week. So let me start with this article here. I'll go through and start reading it here. So, like I said, you know, this article here, you know, it's at a site called Fusion.net. Story is from July 21st, 2015. The title of the story is, "The next time someone says all lives matter, show them these five paragraphs of the article." And, you know, you guys can go read it yourself, but I'm going to kind of read it here. It says, "The best explanation we've seen so far comes from Reddit." So, actually, so the original details on this actually were on Reddit. This guy, Geek Athet, I think is what the username is on Reddit. He clearly and explains why changing Black Lives Matter to All Lives Matter is an act of erasure that makes lots of people cringe. Here's his words. I'm just going to read here. "Imagine that you're sitting down to dinner with your family, and while everyone else gets a serving of the meal, you don't get any. So you say, 'I should get my fair share.' And as a direct response to this, your dad corrects you, saying, 'Everyone should get their fair share.' Now, that's a wonderful sentiment. Indeed, everyone should. And that was kind of your point in the first place, that you should be a part of everyone. And you should get your fair share also. However, dad's smart-ass comment just dismissed you and didn't solve the problem that you still haven't gotten any. The problem is that the statement, 'I should get my fair share,' had an implicit 'too' at the end. I should get my fair share too, just like everyone else. But your dad's response treated your statement as though you meant only 'I should get my fair share,' which clearly was not your intention. As a result, his statement that 'everyone should get their fair share,' while true, only served to ignore the problem you were trying to point out. That's the situation of the Black Lives Matter movement. Culture, laws, the arts, religion, and everyone else repeatedly suggest that all lives should matter. Clearly, that message already abounds in our society. The problem is that, in practice, the word doesn't work that way. You see the film Nightcrawler? You know the part where Rene Russo tells Jake Gyllenhaal that she doesn't want footage of a black or Latino person dying. She wants news stories about affluent white people being killed. That's not made up out of a whole cloth. There is a news bias towards stories that the majority of the audience, who are white, can identify with. So when a young black man gets killed prior to the recent police shootings, it's generally not considered news, while a middle-aged white woman being killed is treated as news. And to a large degree, that is accurate. Young black men are killed in significantly disproportionate numbers, which is why we don't treat it as anything new. But the result is that societally, we don't pay as much attention to certain people's deaths as we do to others. So currently, we don't treat all lives as though they matter equally. Just like asking dad for your fair share, The phrase Black Lives Matter also has an implicit two at the end. It's saying that black lives should also matter. But responding to this by saying all lives matter is willfully going back to ignoring the problem. It's a way of dismissing the statement by falsely suggesting that it means only black lives matter, when that is obviously not the case. And so saying all lives matter as a direct response to black lives matter is essentially saying that we should just go back to ignoring the problem. So reading that article and, you know, the details that Reddit user, posted, you know, it does make total sense. I mean, so, you know, from a simple way of looking at it, it's simply saying, you know, I mean, if someone really needs, you know, if they're that clueless and they think that we're excluding all lives and only caring about black lives, you know, with the Black Lives Matter statement, it's, you know, Black Lives Matter too is what we're saying. In other words, there is a focus on what's going on. I'll cover in my rant, you know, with the All Lives Matter, you know, what I, you know, what the major point I want to make is. But, you know, I'll briefly mention it here. I think what it is that for decades and centuries we've, you know, black people have really been under the gun, you know, so to speak. I mean, you know, and I don't mean that, you know, with any sort of humor or pun. You know, I mean, I slavery and the treatment that they've met with over the decades, and having to fight against the majority of in a white society, you know, that, you know, and we still have it today. My God, you know, there's still people out there that are fighting for a they're white supremacist and they're fighting for, you know, God, we're so afraid for our race. You know, what are you afraid of? You know, you're afraid of Mexicans, you're afraid of Asians, you're afraid of Latinos, you're afraid of black people, you're afraid, you know. Stop being afraid. They're humans. They're human beings. We're all humans and part of humanity. You know, the idea that it just sickens me that we have this horrible history in our country of how we treated black people for so long. You know, we treated them like, you know, slaves. You know, people owned them. You shouldn't be able to own another human being. That's ridiculous, you know? I mean, you know, back, you know, in the, you know, many centuries ago, you know, marriage was an ownership thing. You know, the man owned the woman. You know, he paid whoever, you know, the father to get the bride, and, you know, and it was a property ownership type of thing. You know, women have gotten their lack of fair and equal treatment in this country for years too, and they've had to fight, you know. And that's the thing. I mean, Black Lives Matter should not offend anybody. You know, if someone says Black Lives Matter, or if there's protesters and they're wearing Black Lives Matter T-shirts, or, you know, they're just having a concern for themselves, for others, you know, their allies, you know, like myself and many others that side with them on, you know, they want equal and fair treatment. You know, the black guy gets pulled over in a car, you know. White guy drives right by, you know, his taillight's out. The black guy gets pulled over. They said his taillight was out. Well, they find out it wasn't out, you know, and what happens, you know, is that, you know, you get people that are profiled based on their race, you know, and people like, you know, Philando Castile, you know, get killed. Oh, my God, you know, I cannot, you know... He didn't do anything. He had no criminal record. He worked at a cafeteria and helped kids throughout the day and helped serve them food. And he was just a nice guy. Had no crimes, no record of any kind, and he gets killed. You know, and that's where black lives do matter in a huge sense, because here's an innocent guy just because he was black and driving a car and he was killed. I can't equate the ridiculousness of how that happened, of why the irresponsible police officer who did that, you know, and most of these guys get off, you know. I mean, you know, I mean, this is more than just police killings and things like that, you know, officers and mistreatment. I mean, that's a majority of what's, you know, what's driven this Black Lives Matter movement. But no one should be offended by that, you know? So, anyway, those are my thoughts on it. I embrace the Black Lives Matter movement. I support them and every step of the way. The majority of them, you know, 95% are peaceful, and they're just trying to make their cause. You know, they're trying to live their lives and go through their life and without being shot or killed, you know? So, This week's rant, all lives matter, is a term that doesn't mean what people think it means. Yes, the term, if taken literally, means you care about everyone. But for the majority of humanity, that should be a given. Using the term all lives matter as a way or means to denounce Black Lives Matter is where the term falls short of paying attention to the focus on black lives, which, number-wise, are a lot more affected than white lives. That sounds odd, but it's not really odd. So take a look at the history of this country. You know, I just talked about this in my story on Black Lives Matter, the movement. You know, which race was treated unfairly and with disrespect for decades and centuries? The black race. You know, they were slave owners. And, you know, I mean, it's just sad. Those human lives were mistreated for decades and centuries. Today, the number of blacks being shot and killed and pulled over when compared to whites is a figure that no one cares about. You know, they're like, oh, well, twice as many whites get shot. You know, it's always this focus. It's like the white race has had, you know, I'm white, you know. You know, but I'm not, you know, I'm inclusive. You know, I don't want, you know, I don't want other people to be treated differently than I am just because of my race and my color, my skin, you know. Black lives matter. And, you know, by countering that with, well, why not all lives matter? It's like, you really don't understand. You know, go back and, you know, I just explained it with that that Reddit user that gave, you know, five good paragraphs on you know, the examples of why the term Black Lives Matter should be proper and should not come with any sort of offense or anything like that. So, you know, all Lives Matter term is almost always brought up and used by those who don't understand the Black Lives Matter and why it's an important phrase, why the movement is important. You know, the focus and mantra from those trying to reduce the amount of discrimination that's been a part of our society has been going on far too long, and it needs to stop. So, stop using the phrase all lives matter as a response to people that support the Black Lives Matter movement. So my shameless plug this week, you know, I'm keeping with the, you know, the Black Lives Matter subject for this episode. I am proud to stand with the Black Lives Matter movement and group. So since its inception, I've been proud to not only understand the Black Lives Matter move and the phrase and the statement, but also call myself an ally of those who are treated unfairly in our cities, schools, churches, and in all public areas. I want to see an end to this discrimination, you know? Yes, white people commit crimes, black people commit crimes, Mexicans, Asians, Latinos, they all have, you know, there's people that break the law, you know, and they do things, you know? But it's the proportionate number of people that need protection from this are black lives, and their lives matter just as much as any lives on the, you know, any person on this planet. You know, the 7 billion people we have here on Earth, you know, the 330 million people we have here in the United States. You know, no one should be treated unfairly just because of their color, of their skin. And plain and simple, I'm tired of seeing the disrespect for that, you know, and that's why I do stand as an ally with the Black Lives Matter movement. I think it's an important movement. You know, the 95% of the people that do or that are part of the movement, you know, that, you know, they're nonviolent. They're you know, they're protesting. They want their voices heard. They want changes to be made. They're tired of, you know, disproportionate treatment under the law. They're tired of disproportionate treatment in the public. They want change, and they're asking for change, and they need change. So I am, again, I'm proud to stand with the Black Lives Movement. Just make the killing stop. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.